Today is the disappearance day of Ram Das Thakur, and at the end of the podcast, I'll read a really wonderful comment by Srila Prabhupada on one of Ram Das Thakur's wonderful songs. We know Ram Das Thakur through his songs. They're actually books. Srila Prabhupada would say Ram Das Thakur has written two books, Prem Bhakti Chandrika and Prarthana. For us, generally, we call them song books because they're song, but we know Brahma Samhita says Sri Akanta Akanta Purta Parta Purushata Tattavyo Divya Vindachintamani Niyani Toyam Anritam Ganam Natyam Ganam Api Priyasaki, that in the spiritual world, the walking is dancing and the talking is singing. So in the same way, Ram Das Thakur is giving us the singing. He's talking in the language of the spiritual world. And in those songs, he's showing us how to learn how to love Krishna. Gaur Kishore Das Babaji, although sometimes people say that he was illiterate, but he carried with him these two books wherever he went, Prarthana and Prem Bhakti Chandrika. So he couldn't have been illiterate, or if he wasn't able to read other things, he was able to read these books. And on an occasion when someone came to him and asked him, what price does one have to pay in order to attain love for Krishna, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji says, not much. You just pay a few annas. Annas means a few conch shells. And the person was quite bewildered. He did not know what the Babaji said. And then Gaur Kishore Das Babaji explained. He says, for a few annas, you can buy Prarthana and Prem Bhakti Chandrika at the market. And if you follow the instructions there, you can learn how to love Krishna, Radha and Krishna. So if we follow the instructions of Ram Das Thakur, then certainly we can learn how to love Radha and Krishna. And it starts by chanting Hare Krishna and by serving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission in the way that Ram Das Thakur did. He was initiated by Lokanath Goswami, but he was trained by Jiva Goswami in the philosophy of the Acharyas and in how to actually preach and spread Krishna consciousness. He was one of the first Sankirtan devotees in that he took the books of the Goswamis to Bengal in order to, for both copying and in order to disseminate the teachings of the six Goswamis. So he was one of the Sankirtan devotees, and he lived near his ancestral home, and in that sense showed us Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order, Amar Agya Guru, this is my order, Anatane Desh, savior desh, save your own land, your own country. So now Ram Das Thakur did that, his own kingdom. His father was a king. He was like Raghunath Das Goswami, a Kayastha king, or a Nanda Maharaj. He was the king of the cowherd men. Nanda Maharaj was not, when we say king, he wasn't like a Kshatriya king, but he was the leader of the cowherd men. So Ram Das's family were also like that, and that also had brought with it certain problems, which naturally come as a result of preaching. And that is that ritualistic brahmanas, smarta brahmanas, took exception to Ram Das Thakur giving initiation to brahmanas. For instance, one brahman disciple was a very high-class disciple from a high-class brahman family, whose name was Ganga Narayan Chakravarti. And Ganga Narayan Chakravarti also first had his doubts, but then he surrendered to Ram Das Thakur, became his disciple. And there was an interesting incident where the Brahmin community conspired against Narottam Das Thakur along with another local king who was a Shakta. They decided that they were going to go and challenge Narottam Das Thakur to a debate. When Ganga Narayan Chakravarti and Ramachandra Kaviraj, who was a friend, he was a disciple of Srinivasacharya, but a very close friend of Narottam Das Thakur, when they came to learn of this, they thought, why should Narottam Das Thakur be disturbed by these foolish people? So, as those procession of Brahmins and the king were headed towards Keturi, which was where Narottam Das Thakur lived, Keturi Gram, and they thought that if once they defeated him in debate, then they would arrest him, then the king would arrest him for preaching false doctrine. They set up shop in a village on the way, Ganganaran Chakravarti being a pan seller, Ramachandra Kaviraj being selling pots and banana leaves. So of course when that entourage arrived there and they set up camp, and the Brahmins set out their disciples to get some pan and then to get leaves and pots for cooking and eating. And when the disciples went and met these two devotees in disguise, they started talking to them, and they were very surprised that the panwala and the banana leaf merchant were speaking in fluent Sanskrit. So they came back, and when they heard that, they communicated that to the Brahmins. The Brahmins were very surprised. How is it that these low-class people are speaking Sanskrit? So they went and talked to them. And when they talked to them, then they discovered that they were disciples of Narottam Das Thakur. And then they got involved in a debate with them, and of course Ganganaran Chakravarti and Ramchandra Kaviraj, they defeated them. They defeated them from scripture, proving that actually that anyone can become a guru and can give initiation, not on the basis of what their birth is, but on the basis of what their qualification is. So quoting different scriptures. So they were very, very embarrassed, and they thought, well, if these pan merchants can preach like this, it's better that we don't go to their guru. And they turned around and they left. But that night, Kali, because they were all Shaktas, Kali came to them in their sleep, and they said, you committed a great offense to a Vaishnava by even thinking that you were going to actually challenge him. And if you don't ask for forgiveness and accept, ask for initiation from him, then I'll cut all your heads off. So then they got very scared, and they went back and apologized to Narottam and became their Narottam Das Thakur's disciples. In Keturi, Narottam Das Thakur, he inaugurated the Gaur Purnima festival. He was the acharya who established that, and I'm trying to remember, it may have been 50th anniversary after, or on the year, 50th year when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left the planet, although that may be a little late, but yes, something around that. Anyhow, he was the one who inaugurated the first Gaur Purnima festival, which was a very memorable festival because there was a big, big kirtan. And in the middle of that kirtan, Lord Chaitanya and the Panchatattva, they all appeared in the middle of the kirtan. Those are the type of kirtans that we should have, where the Panchatattva themselves appear. But unfortunately, the complaints of the Brahminical class didn't fade away. They continued on. And because they continued, Narottam Das Thakur became once discouraged, and he was actually going to, he set up a funeral, he set up a pyre on which he was going to actually burn himself. And Ganganaran Chakravarti, he talked him out of it. He said, if you do this, because actually this is a sort of, in Vedic culture, for Smartas, this is a type of atonement, that if you commit some kind of offense, then you mount a funeral pyre. So he says, if you do this, then they'll say, just see, this is actually proof Narottam has finally realized the mistakes that he's made. So it will give further strength to their offenses, and it will undermine your preaching. So Narottam Das Thakur didn't do that. But not long after that, he got news that in Vrindavan, Srinivasacharya, his very close friend, and Srinivasacharya's disciple, Ramchandra Kaviraj, they left the world. And then he gave up his desire to live. And so he went down to the bank of the Padma River, which is a branch of the Ganges. And he called his disciples, and they were on the in the water having sankirtan. And Narottam Das Thakur's body turned into milk and just dissolved into the water. So that wonderful way of leaving this world, that happened today. And now I'll just read this, what I promised, this quote of Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada is commenting on Gauranga Bolite Habi. No, not Gauranga Bolite Habi, but he's commenting on another song, Narottam Das Thakur. Jai Gauranga Nama Hoi Tara Hoi Prema Doi, this song. And then he says the following. So, he is always in the association of his assistants who are assisting him in propagating the Sankirtan movement. Gauranga Sanghi Maginitya Siddha Bolimani. Anyone who is preaching the Sankirtan movement is associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sangho Pangashta, just like Advaita Prabhu, Nityananda Prabhu helped. Similarly, anyone, even up to date, who is trying to help the propagation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission, preach the Sankirtan movement all over the world, he is also associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gaurangira Sanghe Gani Nitya Siddha Bolemani. They are not ordinary human being. Nitya Siddha, ever liberated. So this was Srila Prabhupada's statement, that devotees who preach and take responsibility for spreading Krishna consciousness, he said, they are associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They are not ordinary human beings. They are Nitya Siddha. They are ever liberated. This was 1975, Honolulu. Hare Krishna.